Bob, with Trevor, it's almost like we talked about before the game, struggles and then gets out of that jam in the first and then really settles in. He's got like a 0.99 ERA at home this year. What has made him so good at home?
Well, I think probably comfortability from back when he was here, you know, rookie of the year and all that, certainly as far as ballparks go. It's a pretty good ballpark to pitch in, especially at night. But he's just been really, really consistent for us. You know, maybe got a little tired with the walk and in the last inning there, but man, had a good sinker. Again, the changeup, swinging this changeup, curveball just enough, keeps you off balance. And his ball, you know, is never straight, so it's not in the zone very long. He's tough to square up.
I feel like we ask you about Chris Davis every game, but now
go ahead and keep asking all day long.
10 home runs in his last 14 games. Is there anything you can say about this guy that you haven't already said?
Well, you know what? The ball today, and there are very few balls. I mean, I throw BP to him every day. There are very few balls that fool me. And when he first hit it, I'm thinking, okay, base hit the center field, and then you watch it carry, and you're going, maybe it's over his head. Next thing you know, it's over the fence. I didn't think that ball was going out. So he definitely does not have to square it up to hit a home run. Day carries a little bit better, but, I mean, I've seen a bunch of his homers, and still surprises me.
Another nice day for Laureano. What kind of impression has he just been making this whole weekend?
Man, he's been great. You know, in the speed dynamic, too. The first step in the outfield, you look up, he's already got a bead on it. He's made some great plays. It's great for him to get off to a good start because it makes you confident at the big league level. You know, he was like 20 for 40 or even a little better when he got here, which means he was playing well, which the timing is always good to have that. So, you know, just another guy in our system that really has a chance to help us.
About six wins in a row, and the rotation has been lights out throughout those six games. Was there any feeling at the trade deadline that this rotation could be this good? In other words, you didn't make a move.
Yeah, I mean, you're always trying to increase your depth, and I know our guys probably looked around, but you also have to time it, too. I mean, our guys are pitching better. We have Montas and Mangdon both, who we were really comfortable with, too. So, you know, we're kind of 6-for-5 right now, and, you know, unless somebody blows you away with the deal and you're not having to give up too much, then, you know, you have to figure that we have some confidence in our guys here at this point.
And Bob, in the sixth inning, the A's announced you guys got a new reliever. When did you find out, and what do you think about your bullpen getting even stronger?
I mean, it just adds length to our bullpen, and that's been, you know, obviously it's been a strength for us all year. It allows us to cut some of the innings on the starters, and this is a guy that's had a lot of success, too. I mean, Trinan knows him. I talked to him a little bit about him before the game. Good guy, can give you a couple innings, got good sink. He's got a good fastball. I mean, he's given us some problems in the past, so, you know, it just makes us a little bit deeper down there. And, you know, at the trade deadline, that's pretty much what we're trying to focus on, was continue to try to increase the depth in the bullpen.
So you knew that was in the works before the game?
I did.
Bob, to sweep a three-game series, zero earned runs by your pitching staff, you got to go back a ways for an accomplishment like that. What do you have to say?
Yeah, you know, and also, it's tough to sweep a team seven games. You know, over the season, we've done that twice with Toronto and Detroit. So, you know, we're on a nice roll right now. You know, we'd like to see it continue. But, you know, the more games you win, the more confidence you have. And, you know, it seems to be playing out right now. And now, you know, we're starting to get some big contributions from the rotation, too. And, you know, offensively, especially, you know, in the daytime here at home, we're going to hit some homers like we did today. It's a nice run.
Bob, there were character issues with Kelly in Washington, the GM calling it disrespectful when he spiked his glove the other day in a one-sided game,
right,
pitching the ninth. And you also have Familia, who could be classified under character with a domestic issue. Why are the A's getting these guys?
You know what? I think that's an isolated incident, and that's one of the things we talked to Blake about. And Blake said, this is a great guy. That is completely out of character for him. And sometimes your emotions just, you know, sometimes they, on certain days, get away from me a little bit. I've never seen that from him before. And talking, like I said, we feel good about him being here.
Anything else, guys? Thank you.